91.5 WMFO.
You like yelling these
in Medford
days? You like yelling at Al? Yeah.
Patchoulas, it's
He's
great.
Just jealous because I smell so good.
Do you like,
yeah, he loves
patchouli. Like
he does.
Yelling at Asian people in suits? I don't know.
Oh, God.
What did you do?
I guess we should tell the story.
What did you do now?
Well, last night, I have to admit I was being really dumb because I thought there was a good show at Store 54 last night.
Just off by a month. It's the right date, but just
all right.
Off.
So first of all, you're going to the wrong... You're
Dash
going to the
Rip
wrong,
Rock.
Yeah, you go, Dash. There you go.
Dash Rip Rock. He looks good. He's, you know, this southern rocker who's got some punk... He's got southern roots, but he's kind of punk, you know? Yeah. So I wanted to check him out, Dash Rip Rock.
You said the Titanics were playing there also?
Yeah, he's with the Titanics.
Okay.
You
sure.
know where Dash Rip Rock came from, right?
New Orleans.
No. It came from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Hillbillies.
Jethro Bodine, I thought it had to be Flintstones. That was his stage name. Dash
I knew it was
Rip
something
Rock.
Like that.
You know,
I know,
this yeah. because, before he wanted to be a double knot spy. He wanted to be Dash Rip Rock.
That's great. So we thought it was last night. It's actually May 8th. It was because I just saw 8 and said, "Oh, we gotta get down there." And we got down there and there was no one there. But we tried parking.
Yeah.
We tried parking in the
public parking spot.
Right. And
got a ticket.
Well, it took like a half hour. We kept like seeing people get spots like in front of us, and we were like, okay, we just got to get lucky if we keep driving around in the circle,
little
you know.
Lot, yeah. Right.
So we did that for I don't know 20 minutes or so, and then
we got a spot.
Then there was it. Then I started waiting for a car, you know. So he's backing out. I got my left turn signal on. I even turned on my interior lights and my high beams. Like, look at me. You know, that's my spot. And we were the only ones in the parking lot, too.
Because everyone else got a parking spot.
Waiting for this guy to back up and leave. Now, while we're waiting there...
Some guy drives the wrong way.
Yeah, this Asian guy comes up the wrong... No. Yeah, he did.
He did.
It was the wrong way from what everyone... the way everyone was going around this circle when we first came in. So I figured that was the right way. And he just comes in after the guy pulls out. Like, the guy hadn't left yet, so I can't get around him. He just pulls right into the space. Like, out of nowhere. Drives in and... You know, I was waiting there for 5 minutes for the guy to get his stuff together and pull out. Yeah. I had been waiting.
So I get out of the car because...
Do you realize what you just said?
What?
Okay.
What did he just say?
Waiting 5 minutes for the guy to...
Whatever he was doing. I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. He was alone, so wasn't that.
Okay, so I get out of the car and I tried to be civil, try to be gracious, say, you know, we've been waiting for the spot. Everyone's been circling. We had our blinker on. We were back there.
Okay. High beams.
We knew it. Just trying to be civil, you know, that is our parking spot. Can you please move? And he's just shaking his head.
He just shook
his head. You know, it's not going to really happen.
So I didn't see this. I'm still in the car.
No, Brian's in the car. So all of a sudden here in the background, Brian, do you want to say what you screamed out?
Oh, what did I yell at him? I was
pissed. Hey, buddy, move your car before I kick your...
I remember, I go, buddy, I've been waiting here for a half hour. You move or I'm going to kick your ass.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened.
And as soon as Brian said that, I said, he's just frustrated. But as soon as Brian said that, he put his hand on his, you know, on the gear shift, you know, to back the car out. But he wasn't going to move until he heard I'm going to kick your
ass. So it got me somewhere. I was mad. I was really mad. But,
well,
but
should
he
should be.
But he left.
Yeah. And then you went to a show that didn't exist.
Yeah. Then I got the
call.
Oh, and
too.
He was right behind
he
us. He was going into the same building. This is like
we
six blocks away.
Yeah.
I'm going, that guy's behind us. And then we cross the road. He goes over the same crosswalk. I'm like, is he following us?
Yep.
We take the turn. It's like in an alley down where you have to walk in this alley for Store 54 and walk down these stairs.
Right.
We start walking along. He's behind us. I'm like, what? And I see the place is closed. I'm like, what could he possibly be doing other than wanting to confront me about saying I'm going to kick his butt? But then
you're lucky.
No. Come on. As an Asian guy wearing a suit, I really
you
was like, I can take this
I don't
one.
Know. He could be like a ninja, you know?
Yeah, he might have had his ninja stuff. His little weapons.
Give it a 50-50 there, Brian. I'm sorry.
But anyways, there was a Yeah, he went into like a karaoke place in the same building, and
it's just so funny.
And we walked down,
the place is
way too dark. But I walked down the stairwell, and yeah, sure enough, the door was closed, and we were a month early.
So then what'd you do?
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This one goes out to Kim Boston.
Yeah. the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce, and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and she splashed a picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on fire. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. Arrived at six and the place was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Till Sally got lost as the police bossed the crowd back in a rage. Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. Her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Boston Tea Party is proud to present to you the one and only incredible Fleetwood Mac.
shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Seattle, Washington. One day a man walked in and he said, if I melt dry ice, can I swim without getting wet? I said, I don't know. Let me ask Tony. 2 days later, I was fired for eating cotton candy and drinking straight Bosco on the job. So I figured I'd leave the area because I had no ties there anyway except for this girl I was seeing. We had conflicting attitudes. I really wasn't into meditation. She really wasn't into being alive. I told her I knew when I was going to die because my birth certificate has an expiration date on it. Decided to leave and go to California, so I packed up my Salvador Dali print of two blindfolded dental hygienists trying to make a circle on an Etch-a-Sketch. And I headed for the highway and began hitching. Within 3 minutes, I got picked up by one of those huge trailer trucks carrying 20 brand new cars. Climbed up the side of the cab and I opened the door and the guy said, I don't have much room in here, why don't you get in one of the cars in the back? So I did. And he was really into picking up people because he picked up 19 more. We all had our own cars. Then he went 90 miles an hour, we all got speeding tickets. I had the photograph on my license taken out of focus on purpose. So when the police do stop me, they go, here, you can go.
I was walking through the counters of a national concern, and the cash machine was spinning by my shoulder. I saw the multitude of faces, honest, rich, and clean, as the merchandise exchanged and the money roared. and a woman hot with worry slightly slip a tin steak into a paper bag out of sight. And her face was white with fear in case her actions were observed. So she closed her eyes to keep her conscience blind, crying, God knows I'm good. 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 God may look the other way today. She moved toward the exit, clutching tightly at her bag. Perspiration trickled down her forehead. Her heart had leapt inside her as the hand laid on her shoulder. She was led away, bewildered and amazed. Through her deafened ears, the cash machines were shrieking on the counter as the escort asked her softly for her name. And she said, God knows I'm good. 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 Surely God won't look the other way. Today. Surely God won't look the other way. God knows I'm good. God knows I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Give him a great big kiss.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
We hope you all got some kind of feeling about this thing, the next thing we're going to play, and the last thing. Because, like, it's a thing that keeps us alive. It's nothing but determination and so forth and so on. You know, knowing that you're going to get it together. Thank you. Good night.
smoker, or else I'll call my law student. That's to make love to you, baby, I wouldn't even have the breath. I didn't mean to take up all your sweet time. I'll give it right back a word, you say.
WMFO in Medford. Smithereens coming to town. When are they playing?
April 22nd at the Narrows.
The Narrows down in
Fall River.
Fall River. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, place is awesome. Really?
I want to check it out.
Great place to see a show.
Yeah. Who was it you saw? I know I wanted to see it and it sold out. Someone down there. Was it Ian Hunter?
I don't know.
Who did you see down there, Al? I know you
Richard
said
Richard Thompson.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, that wasn't it. You're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
I think I like some of his stuff, though.
Yeah,
Richie
he's cool.
Thompson. Yeah. Don't like a bunch of people do cover his songs?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think I like
Siri.
His stuff.
Scary?
What's scary?
Siri.
Oh, Siri. Siri
Our
trying
fifth,
to get on the air?
Yeah, Siri's trying to talk to me while I'm on the air.
You don't know what you're doing. Smithereens.
She just told me not to quit my day job.
Go check out the Smithereens. They are really, really good in concert.
Yeah, they're great. I know. I wish we could go see them. $50 a ticket.
Here's them covering The Who on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another great show. Thank you, Marie, Michelle, Jimmy James, Patchouli. Grand Evolution, thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Kim Boston. Anyone else?
Next week, the Cal Cali Band.
All our listeners, thank you.
Sure.
Next week, Cal... It's next week?
I believe it is, yes.
Are you sure?
I might be wrong.
I thought we had a big gap. Let me double check on that one. We might have next week open, but I'll try and fill it before then. Yeah, that's not until May 7th.
I'm sorry.
May 7th. The Crash Course for the Reeves.
Well, you went to the wrong show last week, so.
Featuring the Cal Cali Band, an interview from Barry of the Remains. That will be Saturday.
Interesting.
May 7th. Next week, it may be us, so we'll have to.
Improvise.
We'll do something crazy for you. I'll figure something out. Maybe a new game. Until next time, see ya!
See ya!
Hey.
Hit the post, man.
The love you take is easy.